Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Mr. Big Willie is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, after we play that lame-ass song of his. Also, we got Dimitri Graffiti later on today. Make sure you follow the rules of engagement, but you can interact. Don't interact with the host, but you can do pretty much anything else. So that's Dimitri Graffiti coming up. We are also going to be talking about the latest corporate welfare in Wheeling. This latest news here with all the taxpayer money that's going to be used for another vanity project for Wheeling Fat Cats is disgusting to me. We're going to be talking about that. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of... Oh, no, hold on. The audio path of totality. I love that. Right now, very special guest, Pat Manley, a great friend of the show, citizen journalist, head of the legendary Manley Architecture Group World Headquarters, Columbus, Ohio, talking about what is going on with the state GOP and this Vivek Ramaswamy, and now one challenger, this Casey Pooch. So finish your thoughts about you were looking to get more information at the beginning there with Ramaswamy, looking for the good stuff. What happened?
Yes, originally I was looking for just information on him like I always do for candidates, and I was fully expecting to find more information, good things he's done, successes, and so on. And the first day that I started researching, I was stumbling across negative news articles, other comments regarding his business career, and that threw up a red flag because I hadn't heard anything about this before. So I started looking again. I also contacted two people. It was serious enough where I contacted two people that I knew and I've used before that actually do research. They do political opposition research. They do, one of them actually, when I ran for office, I had them do opposition research on me to see if there was anything in my background that could be a negative or could be spun as a negative. And they're both very experienced. They work independently. One is in Ohio, one is in Washington, D.C. And once we went through that process, and I paid some good money for this, there was more and more information that came back about unethical practices, pump and dump schemes. I don't know if everybody's familiar with that, but basically that is when someone is promoting a stock or a product as being really great and successful, and it's going to be have all these wonderful attributes when it's anything but that. It drives the stock price up, then they sell their stock while it's up high before the bottom drops out of the business or the company. And that's where he made his money. It wasn't in successful businesses. It was in his ability to sell people on products and businesses that ended up failing. And so I found that sort of information. I also found out that he did not even become a Republican until right before the 2020 campaign, I believe. Didn't even vote for several years, that we could tell. Had his graduate school education paid for by the Soros family. It was George Soros's brother and his wife who had a foundation for scholarships, fellowships, but we also found out that George Soros is a partner in it. And, you know, so basically George Soros funded Ramaswamy, and we knew already before that the Soros family only funds young people that are liberal, that they believe that they can mold into liberal activists or politicians. You know, that's where a lot of these Soros-funded prosecutors and people like that across the country have come from, through these sort of programs. So it's one thing after another. There's a lot more things, but I won't. I know we don't have enough time for everything.
Right. I do have to make an announcement. Hold that thought. I got to make an announcement here. We have the cable company that provides the internet quote service for our radio station for the Facebook live stream crapped out again. So the Facebook live stream has ended through no fault of our own here. It's the stupid cable company. And so I apologize to anyone who was watching the Facebook live stream. It just crapped out on us. There's nothing I can do about it. So apologies. So finish your thoughts now, Pat, if you would.
Does Vivek have an interest in that company?
Well, probably did. Probably did.
Okay. Well, without belaboring the point, we started finding more and more negative information. Eventually, when I was able to confirm a number of things, I started providing that information on social media. I also have quite a bit of other information, some of it even worse than what I've been published now, but we haven't been able to verify it all yet, so I can't. I'm not going to release everything unless I'm 100% confident.
Okay.
But I can give you a little bit of a taste of something.
Okay.
And again, this is not an accusation against Vivek, but his parents came here some 40 years ago to this country. His mother is a doctor, and his father is an engineer of some type and worked for some big companies. Well, his father has, to this day, has still never become a U.S. citizen. And you would scratch your head because you would think that someone who, like Vivek, who proclaims to be, you know, such an American and promote, you know, the opportunities and all these sorts of things, why, you know, the question comes up, why has his father never become a citizen? He's a well-educated man. He works for American companies, all these other sort of things. So we don't have an answer for that yet, but I can tell you that I looked up why are there immigrants, what is the most common reason why immigrants, some of them choose not to become citizens? And the reason why is because they have business interests in other countries. And what I found out was is that if you become an American citizen, naturalized citizen, then you have to disclose those business interests and the income. And you have to report that. If you don't become a citizen, that much of that information can be left unreported.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that that's why he did it. All I'm saying is that appears to be the most common reason why someone will choose not to become, they'll choose to live here and be here legally, but they don't want to become a citizen because it opens up another can of worms.
Yeah.
Now, Vivek has always, at least in the beginning, he was claiming, okay, my parents came over with nothing. They were immigrants. They had this. But, you know, he grew up in an upper middle class family. His parents, within a year or two, bought a very expensive home in a Cincinnati suburb. He went to very expensive private schools. You know, he attended Yale. He went to Ivy League schools. I mean, he has had nothing but education and family life and involvement in organizations that only people of upper middle class and wealthy families have. So
sure.
That's misleading.
Yeah.
Okay, quite a bit.
Yeah. Let me ask you a couple other things here, if I may, because we're running out of time. And I could listen to you all day. I mean, you guys from Shadyside, you're the best. I got to tell you, you're the best. So back to this Casey Pooch guy with his Omega car. I have to tell you, this to me was very troubling. The idea that he built this car that runs on diesel, gets more than 100 miles per gallon, and accelerates as fast as a Tesla, and can be built for roughly $25,000, $30,000, whatever, for a very small price. To me, it's like incredible. I would buy one. Hell, I'd buy two. But when I started talking with him about this, he's had this car that he supposedly made. He's had it in his garage for 10 years. And I said to him, well, what about the patent? I mean, you would think that the venture capitalist would be throwing money at you. You've got the patent, so you can produce this thing, mass produce it, make it the world car and all that. And he said, there's no patent, which means anybody could build the damn thing if it is, in fact, you know, for real. And no one has even thought of doing anything like that. And I don't know of any company or any organization that has done any independent verification of this guy's claims. He's got the supercar in his garage for 10 years, and no one knows anything about it. No one wants to invest in it. to me, that's a huge red flag. I, frankly, with all due respect, I don't think it passes the smell test. Am I missing something here, Pat?
Well, I mean, I think those are fair questions, because I think for a lot of us, we would think that, gosh, if we had some great invention, we'd try to figure out how we can profit off of it how we can go. But what I have found out, I still have more research to go, but what I have found out about his background is Casey seems to be one of these guys who are more interested in the process rather than the end result. I mean, he's an engineer. What I found on his racing involvement is that he's been involved in inventing a lot of different parts and processes for race cars, improvements on existing products. But I can't find much of anything that he's ever... I mean, these are things that other people have used, that he's given to other people and shared with other people, but he doesn't seem to be real interested in turning these things into a separate business. He seems to be more interested in the scientific, in the research and development part of it rather than the monetary part of it. And I got to thinking about that, and that doesn't necessarily disturb me too much, because I actually know a few people like that. I know a guy in the manufacturing industry. He actually has a business, a successful business, where he manufactures products, but he does other things related to robotics and computer software that are just mind-boggling how well it's worked for his own business. But he doesn't bother marketing it to other companies or doing anything like that. And then even one of the companies that I'm involved with, I've been on the board of directors for about 20 some years for a company called Dave Fox Design Build here in Columbus. And we employ about 92 people. We are always ranked as one of the top remodeling companies in the country, a very successful business. And we have a software system program that we use for tracking customers, for estimating construction costs, for managing construction costs. Is very involved. It's been something that's continually ongoing development for 20 years that we've been using, and it works way better than any other off-the-shelf products. We've shared it with other companies for free. Haven't explain to them, let them use it, those sort of things like that. But we've never had an interest in making money off of it, because in that company, they are in the remodeling business, the high-end remodeling business. They're not in the software business. So I think there are people out there that do that like that, and, that they're not interested in necessarily in capitalizing on it. But when I read some articles about that Omega car that he did, and I read some reviews of it, it sounds like it was primarily a proof of concept venture on his part more than anything. And
I find it...
Take that for what it is.
Yeah, 10 years in a garage, the supercar, I'm not buying. I am not buying it. Look, we're almost out of time. Love having you on the show whenever your time permits. You're a very, very busy guy. I know you're doing just a great job covering what's really going on with politics in Ohio, especially on the Republican side. This Vivek Ramaswamy, my God in heaven, what a nightmare he's going to be. So we always give our guests the last word to speak directly to our listeners. You got about a minute to say pretty much anything that you want, and also tell people how to get in touch with you. So, dear Pat Manley, great friend of the show, citizen journalist, world headquarters of Manley Architecture Group in Columbus, Ohio. My microphone is yours.
Okay, thank you. Vivek, sorry.
Oh, man! Jeez!
See, we're talking too much about it.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Dimitri. I really appreciate it. I love being on your show, and I appreciate the pointed questions. I think you forced me to stay on top of a lot of issues. But I really, truly believe that this is the day of reckoning in Ohio. The Ohio governor's race is our political hill to die on. I think we all have to take off our Republican hats, take off our Democrat hats, take off our Libertarian hats, and we should really look at the candidates and choose the one who's the most honest, the most reliable, the candidate who's not cheated investors, who does not simply tell you what we want to hear. And instead of choosing someone who seems like they're a rock star, like Taylor Swift or Brad Pitt or somebody that's just wearing a politician suit. In other words, I think we need to stop voting just because they're someone in our party, and we have to look at the reality that that type of mindset and that type of party tribalism is what got us into this mess in the first place. I would just like people to think about that. If you would like to get a hold of me, my email address is pat@manleyllc.com, manleyllc.com, or you can also contact me on my Facebook page, which is just Patrick Manley. You can find that, and I will always get back to you. Good or bad comments, no matter what it is, I will always respond, and I'd be glad to discuss anything with anyone.
Yeah,
thank you.
The Pride of Shadyside and also St. John's Central in Bel Air. Pat Manley, thank you so much. We'll get you back on as soon as you have more information for us. Nobody else is covering this here in the Valley. Nobody else. So thank you, sir. You have a great day, all right?
You too, Dimitri. Thank you again.
And again, the name's Dimitri, not Vivek.
I think I can remember that next time.
Damn well better. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. I get no respect. I get no respect whatsoever.